ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to blow everybody kisses. Mwah, 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 mwah. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. So, so, so good. And I'm blessed for this opportunity to be up here for the first time. I've shared on Church on the Lawn and I've shared Monday nights, but this is When I told Kupuni, I called him today, or I called him and I said, guess what, babe? And he's like, what? You got a raise. And I was like, yeah, in the spiritual, because this is such a big deal to be up here behind the pulpit. It's a whole new view even, you know, and I'm just honored and I don't take it lightly to be up here. One thing I wanted to start with was sharing where I came from, because I was raised Catholic, and I didn't have a relationship with the Lord. I started dating Kupuni, who was backslidden, who would go to church, and I'd be like, yeah, you can go, I'm going to sleep in, and he would go, and I wouldn't go. And then we moved to Oahu, where his dad has a church, and, you know, that's what the family did, and I'm a family person. So I said, yeah, let's go to your dad's church. We would go twice a week to his dad's church. And I think I shared this on the lawn last time. They would go through the salvation prayer every service, but I wouldn't raise my hand because I was like, I'm not going to raise my hand. I thought it was weird. I thought the whole thing was weird. People dancing and clapping in church. Who does that? But I would say the prayer in my heart because I know I wanted to go to heaven. I know I didn't want to go to hell. And seed was being planted that whole time. Kupuni and I moved to Maui, we looked for churches, and this was our last stop. Kupuni was like, if this church is not it, then never mind looking for churches already. That day, I received Jesus, and Kupuni rededicated his life, and we've been here ever since, and blessed, blessed, blessed. We know, thank you, Jesus, that this is where God has planted us to... You know, we started in the back row and slowly made our way to the front, to the side. And I was one who, even as I grew in the Lord, always tried to hide behind Kupuni or hide just in the background. Whatever I can help with, I'll help with. But I was so nervous and felt unworthy, which I am unworthy to be up here. But God sees who we are and who He has created us to be. And slowly, you know, coming out and realizing, okay, it's not about you, Alea. This is about the Lord and what he has for me and what he's going to use me for. Amen. And the title tonight, if you need a title, is Who Do You Serve? And let's go to Matthew 6:33. Chapter 6, verse 33 in the book of Matthew. Thank you, Jesus. And the word of the Lord says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I ask that you bless your children, Lord, for sowing into my family, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for this house. I thank you for Apostle Rocky, Pastor Bobby, and Banaya. I thank you for my church family, Lord God. Bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. We all, in worship and in prayer, always ask or say to the Lord, what can we do for you, Lord? How can you use me? I want to be used. We say it, but we say it lightly. Do we really mean it? We know who we should be serving, of course, is the Almighty God, Jehovah. But we should be serving him every minute of every day. We come short because we start serving other things. And God called us to serve, excuse me, but we're called to serve him first, amen? Putting him first. And we start serving ourselves. We start serving other people. And like I said, we're called to do those things, but in order, amen? And but then we start serving things, and we start getting distracted of our calling. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're flesh beings, so we have to discipline ourselves and train ourselves to not be in our flesh. We need to command our flesh to be down. And just like we are training our children to be selfless, because that's what we want for them, we need to be doing the same. As adults, we should already be trained. But honestly, I never got trained to be selfless, probably, till I started coming to church. Because before I got saved, I was all about myself and what I wanted to do and what was going to make me happy, you know? And I was an adult when I got saved. I was 21. Thank you, Jesus. And once we're trained, though, we need to discipline ourselves, self-discipline. We know that we need to do those things. We expect our children to do those things. We have to be the example, amen? Because it's easy to tell our children, this is what you should be doing. Did you even pray? Did you read your word? Okay, did we even pray? Did we read our word? I hope the answer is yes for everyone in here when you get up in the morning, because that's so important. And don't look at me with that face, okay? What kind of faces am I making around my kids, you know? And how am I speaking? Am I speaking life? I expect my kids to speak life. I expect them to love each other and not fight with each other and get along, but sometimes I'm so snappy myself, and I need to work on those things and be disciplined. Amen? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's go. Oopsie. Sorry, I have too much things over here. All right. In Matthew 6:6, it says, but when you pray, go into your room and shut the door. Pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. We get distracted. I get distracted. I'll speak for myself. I get so easily distracted with anything. You know, we get distracted with our children. We get distracted with work, with school, with ourselves, with money, with TV, with sports. It's so easy to get distracted in the physical. And we know that in the physical, when we get distracted, that it's dangerous. Amen? When you're driving and you get distracted, it's dangerous. Things can distract you. Your phone, the radio, your kids in the back seat, trying to whack your kids because they're not listening in the back seat. Those are not good things. And we know in the physical, to be distracted is dangerous. And that's the same thing in the spiritual. Amen? We cannot be distracted in the spiritual. We need to ask ourselves what is distracting us. Amen? Distraction, the definition of distraction, a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. Extreme agitation of the mind or emotions. Help us, Jesus. A little example, the electric bill came in, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got distracted. Because you can easily be in the spirit and then go into your flesh. Amen? And it's hard to operate in the spirit all the time, but we need to do it. We need to command our flesh to be in line with God's word. And when the electric bill came, I was like, oh my gosh, Kupuni, you better find out, is the solar not working? Because our electric bill went up so much. And then he's telling me what his theory is, and I'm getting irritated with him, and it's not even his fault. And I'm like, oh my gosh, forget, I can't even be thinking about this right now. That's because my thinking, my focus went from here to here. Amen? God provides. Things like that are going to come. The devil's going to use things to distract us. He's going to use things like the electric bill. He's going to use things like our wonderful, cute little children. He'll use a baby to distract you from being in his presence. Amen? Whew, thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's go to Romans 12:2. Thank you, Lord. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. Amen. We need to, of course, always be renewing our mind. Amen. That helps us to stay in the spirit. That helps us to stay focused on God. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. We know that the battle is in the mind. Amen? And we know that when we're called to serve God, we have to put our flesh down. We have to be in the spirit. We have to be prayed up. We have to be in our word, so that we know that when it's time to share, that when it's written on the tablet of your heart, it'll come out. But if it's not in your heart, then how can it come out? Amen? John 3:30 says, he must increase, but I must decrease. Help me, Lord, to decrease, because it's so easy, like I said, to be distracted and to be, think about your day. You wake up in the morning, you get on your knees to pray. I know Apostle shares this, that you get, that's when the devil starts coming at you, distracting you with all kinds of things that you know are not of God. You know it's not your thoughts. And the devil is a stinking liar, and he needs to go in Jesus' name. And we need to command our minds to line up with God's word. Amen? And our self needs to decrease. Oh my goodness. Even if you think you're not selfish, we're selfish sometimes. Or I'll speak for myself. I'm selfish sometimes. Amen. I need to decrease myself, my flesh. And when the word says it, that's just confirmation. But that one is kind of a given. Even if the word didn't say that, we should know that already. That he must increase, but we must decrease. Amen. I'm going to read Colossians 3 in the Message Bible. Colossians 3 reads, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with things right in front of you. Help us, Lord. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from His perspective. Lord, open up our spiritual eyes. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again on the earth, you'll show up too, the real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content with obscurity like Christ. And that means killing off everything connected with that way of death. Sexual promiscuity, impurity, lust, doing whatever you feel like doing, whatever you feel, whenever you feel like it, and grabbing whatever attracts your fancy. Selfish. Help us, Lord. That's a life shaped by things and feelings instead of by God. It's because of this kind of thing that God is about to explode in anger. It wasn't long ago that you were doing all that stuff and not knowing any better. But you know better now. So make sure it's all gone for good. Bad temper, irritability, meanness, profanity, dirty talk. Oh my goodness, you guys, bad temper. Irritability. I'm so guilty of those things. Meanness. Sometimes I can be mean to my own kids. That's terrible. Those things need to go in Jesus' name. Don't lie to one another. You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed up in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator with His label on it. Thank you, Jesus. More priceless than all those expensive, fashionable labels that everybody likes to have. I want His label. I don't care about those other labels. I want God's label. All the old fashions are now obsolete. Words like Jewish and non-Jewish, religious and irreligious, insider and outsider, uncivilized and uncouth, slave and free, mean nothing. From now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Everyone is included in Christ. So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Thank you, Lord. Some people don't like discipline. Sometimes discipline isn't fun, but discipline is good. But be even tempered. Yes, Lord. Content with second place. Amen? Competitive spirit. And sometimes I can be guilty of that. Sometimes, I mean, just in good fun games, but I can be that. Sometimes you need to watch it, even in good fun games, that you're not so competitive, that it's okay. You need to be content with second place. Thank you, Jesus. Quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. Help us, Lord, to wear love, to love like you love, Abba Father. It's your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Thank you, Lord. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. Thank you, Lord, for our church family, that we can be in tune with each other and in step with each other, not going off and doing our own thing. It's easy to dabble in things of the world. Amen. That's why we need to encourage our youth. Amen. To be clothed in righteousness and to encourage each other. We encourage them, but they need to also learn to encourage each other and be accountable to each other. Amen. Oh, okay, wait, I lost my place. Never be without it. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Oh my goodness, we need to be thankful. We need to be grateful always. Not just when we're worshiping, not just when our worship leaders say, thank the Lord, amen. We should be thanking Him continuously. forgive me, Abba Father. Forgive me, Lord, because when I first got saved, I would thank Him for everything. And now I come short, and I don't thank Him for everything. We should thank Him for everything. Everything. From the little to the big. We get so comfortable, which was just shared, and we get so comfortable and with what God has gave us. And how can we need to be faithful with what He gave us if we want the more. Amen? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Amen? Our houses are, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And if God's word is not being lived in our house, then don't even say that. Amen? We need to practice what we preach. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another, using good common sense. Oh, common sense. Help us, Lord. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. Thank you, Lord. Wives, understand and support your husbands. Yes, thank you, Jesus. By submitting to them in ways that honor the Master. I need help. Amen. I need to be a better wife. And when we serve God, we're called also to do all these things that He said to do. If you have a wife or a husband, this is what we need to follow. Not just what we want in the Word. We need to follow everything in the Word. Husbands, go out in love for your wives. Don't take advantage of them. Children, do what your parents tell you. Amen? This delights the Master no end. Thank you, Lord. All you have to do is do what your parents tell you. Be obedient. And you'll delight the Lord. Amen? What a wonderful thing to delight the Lord. Yeah, you guys don't like to do what we tell you to do all the time. But when you do, you delight the Lord. And when you delight the Lord, you get blessed. Amen? Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eyes are on you to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Amen? Like I said, we're called to serve God first, but God put people in our lives that we're called to serve as well. Amen? And don't just do it half kind. Do it all the way. Amen? And not just when they're looking, amen, if it's your boss, if it's whoever, if it's our pastors in God's house, we need to not just jump to when everybody's watching. We need to be jumping to all the time because God is watching us all the time. He sees everything. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism. Thank you, Lord. God takes care of that. Amen for us. But this, in verse 24, it says, I went from message to regular, but it was still good. Still good. But it says, it is the Lord Christ that we are serving. Amen. We always need to remember who we're serving. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see. Thank you, Lord. God is so, so good to remind us, amen, of all those things that we need to be doing. And like I said, we need to be continuously commanding our minds to line up with His word. To serve, I think I didn't share this, but to perform duties or services for, or to be worthy of reliance or trust. Amen? We need to be reliable and trustworthy. Amen? For the Lord, if we're going to be servants of the Lord, followers of Christ, doing what we're called to do, we need to be reliable. We need to show up when we're called to show up. We need to support when we're called to support. We're continuously saying how we need to This is God's house, and this is our house. Amen. And I need to do better myself. Help me, Jesus. I'm speaking to me all the way first on this. And we need to, like, how do you think these lights are working? These fans, they're not free. We didn't just get this building. We didn't get free water. One day we will, in Jesus' name. But right now, there's things that need to happen. There's things that need to be paid. Amen. Just like our houses at home. This house is more important than our houses, because we wouldn't have our houses if it wasn't for this house. Amen. If we didn't come here and get built up and encouraged and blessed, wake up, youth, then we wouldn't be trained and we wouldn't do what we need to do. And that house that we have at home that we get to sleep at is from the Lord. Doesn't matter what your house looks like. That's from the Lord. Doesn't matter what your car looks like. We have those things. Some people don't have those things. Amen? And we know to sow. And we know to take care of God's house. So if you're going to be reliable, amen, it would be junk for my kids if I wasn't reliable to the electric company and I didn't pay the bill. They rely on me to pay the bill so that they can keep on my lights. And we need to... We rely on the Lord for everything. Yes, but when it comes to us being reliable, where are we at with that? You know, help us, Jesus. Help me, Lord. We rely on the Lord for everything. Oh, as soon as something goes wrong, oh, Lord, Lord, forgive me. Help me, Lord. Amen. And we need to be quick to repent, but not just when we are wanting something or not just when we're in need. Amen. We need to be... We are not sinners, but we fall short. We sin. So we need to continuously repent, because maybe you didn't even realize, which means you're too comfortable, but that you did something that you need to repent. And so forgive me, Lord. And Apostle just shared about in briefing, he asked the Lord to forgive him for his disobedience. Amen. Who does that? You know, we don't want to act. We want to act like we're so obedient and, oh, I would never disobey the Lord. Oh, my goodness. I come short too much in Jesus' name. And I need to ask the Lord, forgive me for my obedience all the time. And he is so faithful, so reliable, so trustworthy that he always brings us out of those things. But our heart has to be right. Amen. We have to truly be serving him. We have to be in line with the Lord and not with our flesh, not with the world. Amen. It's so easy to be in line with the world. It's so easy. And I mean, especially now with all these distractions in games and phones and iPads and YouTube and all these things that kids are so engulfed in. Like even my kids, if I let them go on the phone for something, I'm just like, okay, that's enough. Like, you can see how it consumes them, and it can consume you. Like, I've played a game and I was like, oh my gosh, that was like half an hour. That's ridiculous. You can't, it'll suck you in if you let it. Amen. And I'm not saying those things are all bad, but you need to be careful what is consuming you. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We need to honor God, which is high respect and great esteem. We know that, to honor God and put him first. We need to worship the Lord, reverence the Lord. Reverence is a deep respect for someone or something. Amen. A lot of us can respect things that we shouldn't be respecting. Amen. That we get distracted and start respecting things that, which means, or reverencing things that we shouldn't be. Amen. In Matthew 20:28, it says, 20:28. Just as the Son of Man, I love this because Benaiah always reminds us this scripture. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Oh my goodness. Our Lord Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. Jesus came and he served. Amen. The Son of God came and served. If the Son of God can come and serve, what is our excuse? Amen. He didn't have to do that. He chose to do that. He was created to do that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We need to stay close to God. And these things are basics. I feel like, oh my gosh, Lord, forgive me. Why do I feel like my word is always the basics? Because we need to go back to the basics and remind ourselves sometimes of what we need to be doing and who we need to be putting first. Amen. Because we know that when we put God first, that everything else falls into place. And then we don't have to worry. We shouldn't be so consumed, that's a distraction, of all those things that we worry about. I need to shut up my mind more in Jesus' name. Because my mind can, I can think of the, and I know it's not my thoughts because the stupidest things can come to my brain. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what? In Jesus' name, get out now. As things where you're like, why would that even be a thought in my head? You know? But the devil wants us to be distracted. And we know that when we're distracted, that opens doors for the enemy to come in. That creates cracks. Amen? And the devil looks for the tiniest crack and he just slips right in. Amen? And it could be, Pastor Robbie always shares, we don't get to choose what demons come in when we open the door. And that's scary. Amen? The youth, I try to encourage them and say, oh my goodness, they're so blessed. You know, my kids have asked me, all of my kids, even the twins, we were talking about making bad choices, and I said that, yeah, I've made bad choices. And they're like, Mom, I'm just going to share that I have a tattoo. And my kids always ask me why I have a tattoo. And I said, because I made a bad choice. And they said, Mom, you made a bad choice? Yes, I made a bad choice. How come? And I said, because I didn't know Jesus when I got my tattoo. And and that's not my only bad choice. I could go down the list. I have so many, you know, things that I made bad choices. And even with knowing Jesus, I made bad choices. So even more so, we need to press in harder and pray harder and be more connected with the Lord. Amen. And I can't use that excuse all the time because I made bad choices when I knew Jesus. Amen. But I tell them, oh my goodness, I wasn't raised in the church like you guys are raised in the church. You guys have an advantage. Most of our youth were here from babies, if not born into this church. Amen. They have so much seed in them. Hallelujah. That even with all the living in this world, imagine all their friends and youth and children who don't have Jesus, whose parents don't know Jesus. Oh my goodness. I encourage our youth. We need to also do our part in sharing Jesus because we need Jesus now more than ever. Amen. And encouraging our youth that you have an advantage right now because you guys know the word. You have the word inside of you, amen? And I just pray for them that they will be bold, amen, and unashamed in Jesus' name. Touch them, Lord. Strengthen them. And like I said, back to the basics. And I still come short on things, and I need help. I need help, Lord, and I'm continuously asking the Lord to help me. Because I need big, big help. we know who needs to be first in our life despite all the distractions. We need to repent. And when we repent, we need to truly turn from those things. Amen? And I'm not saying, and not let it happen again, but I'm not saying that it's not going to happen again. And then you need to repent again and then try harder to turn from those things. Amen? And sometimes it takes lickings, amen? Spiritual lickings, sometimes it takes physical lickings. But we need lickings, and because that's part of our consequences, amen? And that's how we learn. When we repent and turn, there's still a consequence, amen, for our actions. We know that every action has a consequence, whether it's a good or bad consequence, amen? Help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the spiritual, I shared this earlier, but allowing distractions Allowing distractions to stop you from doing what you're called to do for God also puts you in danger, opening doors and cracks for the enemy to slip in. And he likes to slip in. He likes to get in any way he can. And we need to shut him out in Jesus' name. He needs to go. And we need to command him to go, because wherever Jesus is, the devil cannot be. He has no place. So we need to command him to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Out of our car, out of our house, out of our church. In Jesus' name, he needs to go. All right. Let's get some word. It says in Psalm 119:15, I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways, Lord. 1 Corinthians 7:35, I saw this for your own benefit, not to lay any restraint upon you, but to promote good order and to secure your undivided devotion to the Lord. Help us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is so, so, so good. In Luke 10:38-42, it says, Now all went on their way. Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We get so distracted and we think that we're doing good things. Amen. We think that, oh yeah, I'm doing this for the Lord. Apostle has shared that, yeah, we don't want to be doing things for the Lord. We want to be doing things with the Lord. Amen. And even for me, I get so busy, like, okay, this is good. Yeah, I need to do this. I need to do that. It's a good thing. There's good things that we're doing. But, okay, we need to make sure that we're serving God, number one. Amen. That we're sitting at his feet. That we're getting all that he has for us. That we are, our relationship with the Lord is an intimate relationship, a close relationship. That's what matters the most. Amen. That's what matters the most. And God knows everything about us. We know that. He created us. He knows every hair on our head. He knows everything about us. But what do you know about the Lord? I was convicted because I come to the sanctuary, you know, sometimes during the week. And sometimes I just need something from the office. And I was so convicted because what was put on my heart is, you walk into my house and you don't even greet me. Oh my goodness, I was so convicted, because I can come into the office. This is God's house. In here, out there, this whole property, God's house. I can come in here, go say hi to everybody, but not come to the altar and greet my Lord, our Lord. Amen. I was so convicted. I was like, oh my gosh, Lord, forgive me. Just like nobody would walk into somebody else's house, right, and not say hi to the person whose house that is. No. But I was so convicted, and maybe it's just me who does that, but I was like, oh my gosh, forgive me, Lord Jesus. We need to greet the Lord. This is his house, is your house, his house. My house is God's house. My car is God's house. When I pray with my kids at school, I'm like, we pray, thank you, Lord. This is your house, God. My school is his house. Amen. And when we enter somewhere, even though Jesus is with us always, we need to acknowledge the Lord. Amen. I was so convicted. I was like, oh my goodness, Lord Jesus, forgive me, because, like I said, coming in here and not even coming to the altar to greet the Lord, that's just basic. That's just terrible. Forgive me, Lord. We need to remember who he is, remember whose we are, amen, not get discouraged, not be uptight. Forgive me, Lord. We need to encourage each other, and we need to encourage ourselves. Amen. We need to, we know that we need to love ourselves so that we can love others. And I have a hard time with that sometimes. But the word says you can't love yourself. If you can't love yourself, how are you going to love others? So that's just backwards. I need to love myself. Amen. We need to love ourselves. We need to encourage ourselves. Not love yourself where you're being selfish, but love yourself. When you love yourself enough, you put God first. That will come automatically. Amen. We know that this house trains up leaders, and I know that's why I'm up here, because God is training, and I, like I said, I do not take it lightly, and I, before sitting back there, I'll never ever see myself up here. But I was as nervous as I was encouraged, because I was like, okay, Lord, you're doing something, because I don't want to be, I shared one Monday night about, do people see you the same as you were when you first started coming to church, or different? And I was thankful that, okay, Lord, this is different. Thank you, Lord. And it's not me, it's all the Lord, because, oh my gosh. And I know I came short tonight probably in things, and I'm, forgive me, Lord, but I know that this is the Lord, and He's called me to be here to share, and He's called me to be in this house, and He touched Apostle's heart to, you know, with my name, even though when Apostle said it, in my brain I was thinking, are you sure, Apostle? Maybe he didn't say that. You know, because I get, the enemy wants to discourage you to do what you're called to do. Amen. And I'm just here to share that God loves you. Amen. That you chose Him, and so you're a new creation. Amen. And some of you need to be stirred up. Amen. I need to be stirred up. Amen. And I need encouragement, and this is where we come to get encouragement from the Lord. We have the most amazing apostle. I swear we have the best pastors in the world. And I don't say that just because they're pastors. I really feel that way. I'm like, I love our pastors. I love Apostle Rocky. I love Benaiah. It's such an encouragement. He called me today, and I was like, Benaiah, pray for me. He goes, yeah, auntie. I said, no, Benaiah, pray for me right now. And so he prayed for me, and I was like, I felt better, because this boy is trained up. Amen. He's a prayer warrior. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for his mommy and daddy, and their example of training up Benaiah and helping us to train up our children in God's ways. Amen. And of course, Benaiah walked me through. This is, okay, auntie, don't forget now. This is what you need to do. So I wrote my notes. Thank you, Benaiah. I know what I need to do. And I'm so blessed for all of you and all the encouragement. And I miss Pastor Bobby while she's gone, and blood of Jesus upon her as she travels home. And that's what I have to share tonight. Let's not be distracted. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. I'm going to take this opportunity. If you have not received Jesus into your heart, if you've never asked the Lord Jesus into your heart, you may have prayed to Jesus, you may have read your word, but if you've never asked Him into your heart, now is your opportunity. Now is your time. Amen. With every head bowed, every eyes closed, if you have never received Jesus into your heart, all you have to do is raise your hand, and we're going to say a simple prayer together. And if you online have never received Jesus into your heart, all you have to do is ask Him, and we're going to ask Him together. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please forgive me for my sin. Wash me clean. Be the Lord of my life. I believe, Lord, that you died and rose again. Help me, Lord. I will never be the same again. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If this is the first time you said that prayer, please reach out and call our office at Word of Truth Maui, and we can help you get connected to a Bible preaching, Word Truth preaching church. And if you're in our neighborhood, then we'd love for you to come here to the best church in town, Word of Truth Maui. And if the Lord touched your heart to sow a seed, then please go to wordoftruthmaui.org and you can sow a seed there. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, now we're going to release our ushers to take up our tithes and offering and seek the Lord what He has for you to sow. Amen. God is so good, and I'm gonna stick my. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I shared earlier about, you know, how we want to beautify God's house, and we need to take care of the basics. Like I talked about the electricity and the water. Those are basic things that need to happen. Amen. But we need to go above and beyond that because we love this house. Do you love this house? I love this house. I love this house. I love that God has given us all this time in this building. God has called us here to this specific house, this specific location for a good, good reason. Amen. And sometimes we don't see what that reason is. Amen. When we look around, we try to figure out with our brain, but we're not supposed to figure it out with our thinking. We're supposed to trust the Lord. Amen. And we, there's things that we want to happen in this house. So if the Lord touches your heart, remember that. Amen. That there's the basics, which we should already be doing, and then there's above and beyond what we should be doing. And this house is beautiful. I mean, I'm telling you, our pastors have kept this house amazing. This is an old theater from when I was small, and we know how old this theater is. It's old. But look at it. It don't look old. I mean, it looks fabulous. The chairs look fabulous. Everything looks fabulous. You know, there's things that we want to, because God's house should be beautiful. God's house shouldn't just be, it's fabulous already, but there's things that, of course, like our own houses we want. Of course, everybody wants new carpet. Everybody wants new floors. Everybody wants a paint job, right? Those are things we want for our own house. Well, there's things in this house that we want to happen as well. So let the Lord, seek the Lord and let him touch your heart on what your part in that is. Amen? When you beautify God's house, guess what's going to happen to your house? Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Because that's the mighty God we serve. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this night, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for the opportunity to be up here, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for humbling us, Lord God. Please forgive me, Abba, Father. Forgive me for being disobedient, Lord God. Help me, Lord Jesus, to operate in your ways, Abba Father, to serve you first, Lord God, and then serve who you've called me to serve, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We bind all distractions in the name of Jesus. Distractions need to go right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for helping us, Father, because we need help. We cannot do it without you, Lord God. So please help us, Lord. Thank you for each person in this house tonight. I pray for a touch of encouragement, Lord God, upon their hearts, Lord God. Stir up a fire inside of us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for Apostle Rocky, Pastor Bobby, and Benaiah, Lord God. Bless them, refresh them, fill them up, Lord God, for they love you, Lord God, so that they can love us, Lord Jesus. You can only love like that when you love the Lord first, Lord God. And we thank you for our pastors, Lord. Thank you for Benaiah. Bless them. I pray for sweet Jesus dreams for everyone tonight, Lord God, that you will just help us, Lord, in the rest of our week, Lord God, until we get back to your house on Sunday, Lord God. We just give you glory, honor, and praise. Holy Spirit, have your way. Thanking you again for the Children's Church, the Youth Center. Thank you for all the leaders and laborers, the associate pastors, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, for each family represented, Lord God. Thank you for salvation, Abba Father. We give you glory, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The altar is open for prayer.